FM. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinton. Tomorrow, by the way, we're live at Bear Paw Lodge in Williston, North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joins us for the weekly talk radio town hall, is a special guest visiting tomorrow. Eric Cantor, one of the top Republicans, taking a little Bakken tour. And so I think they need our tour guide duties. Right, Steve? They want us to be along to say, hey, you want a great burger? We'll show you where a great burger is. You want some barbecue? You want, you know.
Or maybe, so great
maybe, maybe it's rail loading facilities and
But if you want a great steak, you just eat at Target Logistics.
Gas processing was true. The food's great.
It's all about the food, stupid.
The hospitality is great. So anyway, we'll be staying there tonight and look forward to that tomorrow on the program. Another hot day out there. Guest wise, coming up on the program, we're going to chat with Eric Osmestead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to chat with John Godfrey of the North Dakota Chamber, the Greater North Dakota Chamber, and we're going to talk a little bit about this effort to get a question on the ballot concerning more dollars dedicated for conservation. There was the Outdoor Heritage Fund that was set up in the last legislative session, but for some groups, it's not enough oil money to fund conservation. They want more. So we're going to talk about that from the perspective of growers and the business community on why that might be something you should be wary of. We're also going to talk with Dwight Kiefert. He is a member of the legislature from Valley City. He's expressed concerns about how law enforcement handled that situation with the gentleman whose guns were taken away and was arrested for defending his family against a pit bull attack in Valley City. So he has spoken out about that. It's been a topic on the program. We're going to tackle it today on the show.
Well, you know how much of a dog lover I am, but that guy showed a lot of restraint in my, as far as I'm concerned. I would not have let it go that far.
It was one of those stories where you hear it on first blush and you think, oh, maybe a bit of an overreaction. Then you get the actual details of it and you go, wow, went out of his way to try and avoid the situation. So I agree with you. The big story, though, I think internationally, nationally, dominating what's going on is Syria, without question. And so I'm real curious, Steve, what our audience, all that good old-fashioned common sense here in the Northern Plains, would do about the fact that we now know definitively that Syria and the Assad regime has used chemical weapons against their own people. The pictures are horrific. It is, and by the way, we think this first happened 5 or 6 months ago, so it's not the first time. Remember, the war in Iraq was about the possibility of the presence of chemical weapons. Now we have, a bad character in the neighborhood to actually use them. What should we do? What's our response? How do we
react? I know what mine would be, but do we want to get into that morass? I don't think so.
So we should not in any way respond militarily?
No, I don't think so. Not at this juncture. This is not something I think we should belong sticking our nose in. We've got so many problems in our own country we're not even addressing, and we're worried about everybody else. Stop! Stop the insanity in the government. You know what? Let's take care of us. Do we have zero unemployment in this country? Do we have everybody with a roof over their head? Do we have everybody getting a proper education? No. Does everybody have a job? No. Do we need to worry about other countries? No. Not right now. Not in a civil war that it's not our business right now. It's just not. We're not everybody's babysitter for this entire planet. Stop it. We've got this mindset that we want to be the UN. We're not. I don't even want to go down that road. Stop, stop, stop. Only is it tragic? Is it horrible? Yes, it is. It's between them.
Russia's right. Oof.
I know.
Iran is behind this big time as well. Russia's warning us that the consequences for the region will be dire. By the way, the point that Steve just made is where the vast majority of the American people are, if you believe the polls. Only 9% of respondents think the Obama administration ought to intervene militarily. Here's what John McCain had to say about it. See if you think he's making any points that are worth considering.
If the United States stands by and doesn't take very serious action, not just launching some cruise missiles, then again our credibility in the world is diminished even more, if there's any left.
Now, part of the reason he's saying that is, if you remember, when this first issue came up of using chemical weapons about a year ago, President Obama, in the middle of the campaign, said, hey, chemical weapons, if they're used, that's a red line. Then we're going to, you can't, here's exactly what he said, just so we are clear here, and see if this changes your opinion on anything. He said, we have been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground, that a red line for us is if we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized, that would change my calculus, that would change my equation. So that's the famous red line that that has been drawn to say, boy, chemical weapons, that's a game changer. So what John McCain is saying there is, you know, we have no credibility then. We're just feckless. We're a paper tiger. We just say, you know, hey, better not do that or else, and then we don't do anything or else. Does that change your thinking at all?
Where do we get more credibility? I harken back to Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly, carry a big stick. You know, does it mean more to have more credibility if when we use that big stick, it's metered instead of going off helter-skelter like we have gone? And I'm going to point at several administrations back. We've got this real bad habit of trying to flex our muscles where we don't belong. And I'm going to say, we had no business in Iraq. We had none. Afghanistan, yes. Iraq, no. Do we have business in Syria? No. That's an them problem. It's not an us problem. It's a them problem. And if you want to talk about instability in the Gulf and what that could do to the economy, blah, 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 we don't need your oil. We can take care of things in this country and have security on an energy standpoint here. We don't have to go running around the globe dealing with other people's problems. We don't have to. We should be done. We should deal with our own problems here. You know what? You have a lot more credibility if you don't use that big stick, but when you do, people know you mean it. And right now, I don't think the globe knows we mean it. Oh, if we do this, we're going to get this response out of the U.S. government. And I think that's a very dangerous road to go down, because then we can get manipulated.
I think since we've drawn the line, we've got to do something, and we've got to do something more than I predict this. There's going to be military action, and rather soon. I mean, there's enough evidence of that coming. I think because of his red line statement, they have to do something. But it'll be some missile strike. It'll be some painless little pinprick, and then be able to say, see, we're tough. And we've been down that road before. That's what worries me. So,
but we're not tough. It's a paper tiger.
Well, we better get tough. Again, go look at a map. Look at Syria. Look at Israel. Look at Iran. Look at you just have to realize the region. Chemical weapons have been used here. I mean, you know, if for no other reason, we need to go in and say, wait a minute, where are these chemical weapons? Let's get them. Let's destroy them. Let's secure them, whatever. To just sort of say, well, it's your region. It's your problem.
Why is that our job, Scott? Why is that the job of the United States?
We're whistling past the graveyard if we think we can just ignore these threats. And unfortunately, I think that we're in the super in with these guys because we've dawdled. We, you know, tried to not pay attention to any of these things. And nobody believes us anymore. So I put myself in the category that is at odds, I'm guessing, with the majority of folks. But I want to know, what would you do? What should we do? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email response is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Facebook page is full of your responses, and welcome your calls as well. So let's go to Mark first. Mark, your take. What would you do if your finger was on the button here?
Well, let's recognize that Iran is backing Syria, and both the regimes in Iran and Syria are relatively powerless in the world of mega powers like Russia, China, the U.S., etc. And from the beginning, China has lined up against the U.S. on the Syria issue. They support the Syrian regime. We obviously do not. And Syria cannot get its chemical weapons and its other weapons technology without it coming from other more powerful states like Communist China. And it was May 26, 2011, Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Menendez said Communist China continues to, quote, share sensitive ballistic missile, chemical, and nuclear weapons technology with Iran. Now, of course, Iran probably through Hezbollah gets the chemical weapons.
Hey, Mark, rather than a history lesson, tell us what you think we should do.
Really? So there's no context involved? We should just make some kind of rash decision based on, you know, the empty-headed, mindless drivel of the day in the media? I think we need a little history, Scott, don't you?
Well, I mean, in other words, we don't have time for a history lesson, unfortunately. We want your take on what you do.
Well, our leaders claim a partnership with Communist China, who's providing these chemical weapons. Let's start with treason charges against the bipartisan leaders of America.
Because that's how we got to this spot.
That's right. They play both sides of these global conflicts. It's a business.
And, by the way, you're absolutely right. Iran's tied in. You know, China and Russia are saying, don't, United States, don't go. Don't do this. You can't do this. So there's some more context for the question we ask. What should we do? What's your answer? Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dick and Fargo, when we come back, 800-228-0550 to answer the question. Steve says, stay away and run fast. Who's right?
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. And this is What's on Your Mind around the region 67 of Bismarck Mandan this hour. Williston 71, Dickinson 70, Minot 71, Jamestown 72, Devil's Lake 73, Grand Forks 67, Fargo 73. A little cooler today so far, but It'll warm up again. Hence, there's no school in some Fargo schools because of the temperatures. Let's get back to the phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman, Scott Hennen, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. Dick in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I would definitely stay out of Syria, but I would have also stayed out of Iraq and particularly Afghanistan after we saw Russia get mired in there and lose their economy. I would let those folks in the Middle East, shoot each other, do whatever they want to with each other, but I would definitely stay out of there. And, I've been around a long time. I was at the tail end of the Korean War and, I would set a lottery in the House and Senate, and I would take every other person, regardless of age or sex, and not let them know which ones, and put them into the Army with 6 weeks training and put them to the front, and I think we'd have a lot less wars.
I have a question for you, Dick. I mean, to apply that logic that you talk about, just say that whatever, just Middle East, it's a hotbed, stay away and let them fight it out. What if we'd applied that logic to Hitler and the Nazis in World War II, and just said, it's your fight. Just go fight it.
You know, there would be some logic to that that would have probably worked all right. Europe fought their own fight, but I think that was somewhat different. But if we get to a place where we have to, then I would say go in. But we aren't at that place, and I don't want to send another young person over there, to be honest with you.
You know, Dick, of all the places, Afghanistan to me was the legitimate place that we had a reason to go into. After 9/11, that was the focal point, and that was the legitimate to go after the terror. Do you exclude that one, too?
I do. If I were going to go in there, I would have gone in with just surgical strikes and things like that, and I would not have put boots on the ground. I think boots on the ground are the last thing you do in those places. And I disagree with you. I don't think that Afghanistan was any worse than Iraq in that respect.
What would the planes do? That's our question today. Thank you, Dick. I wish we could transport these decisions from the Situation Room in Washington, D.C. or the Pentagon to the Northern Plains because we value your insight on this. John and Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us at 800-228-0550.
Hello. Well, I got a few comments, but number one, you ask, what would we do? Well, we have never fought and won a war since World War II. You go in Afghanistan, Iraq, if you want to go into Syria, you go in fast, you go in hard, you do not worry about who gets hurt or what gets broken. And that's why we're still in Afghanistan all those years. It's this PC war that's the biggest problem.
Amen. Yeah. Rules of engagement. I think this is where you're going. Hang on a second. I want to hear more of your comment. But Charles Krauthammer made a point, writes a column syndicated nationally and is on Fox News Channel a lot that worries me. I believe one of the reasons we got 9/11 is because of how we responded to the embassy bombings of the early and mid-90s. Listen to what Krauthammer is saying about the potential for the wrong response in Syria.
To do a strike or two that destroys a building or two would be worse than useless. When our embassies were attacked in Kenya, in Tanzania, in 1998, Clinton came out. I think he was also in the vineyard. He lobbed a few missiles into empty tents in Afghanistan. It showed the world he was unserious. After that was the coal. After that was 9/11.
You agree with that, John?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, I mean, let's not hurt too many people here. You know, if we could listen to MacArthur and Patton in reference to China with Patton or MacArthur, and if we'd listen to Patton in regards to Russia, things might have been a little bit different. And I have to agree with Mark. You got to go back and look at the history. This whole Middle East thing is, you can trace it all back to World War One and all these boundaries that were drawn in the Middle East. And you can blame Britain over that deal. So go in fast, hard, and don't worry about who you hurt. And that's all you can do. That's the only way to run a war. period.
John, World War II was a different animal, and I think we can all agree on that. But after World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and every insurgency we've had since then, they've been played out in the media. Do you have a sense that that's part of the problem, is things get played out in the media? War's dirty. War is ugly. And people don't want to look at that. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, yeah, but the problem there, too, is that in World War II, everybody was, you know, 100% behind what needed to do. And we, you know, the population has never been 100% behind anything that's gone on after. And
it turns into a debate.
The media will follow the will of the people.
Well, it's turned into a debate in the media, and that's the problem. Decisions can't be made.
Yeah. John, appreciate the call. Thanks for the insight. I'm glad somebody agrees, but I think the qualifier is, if you're going to do it to win. Don't hand tie members of the military and make the rules, because you know what we're hearing now is that a 2-day attack using cruise missiles or long range bombers is being mulled. And rebels expecting a strike within days, according to Reuters. But that's exactly what Krauthammer's talking about. And so, John and I are in the same place. Do it, but do it to make a difference. By the way, most of our listeners are not agreeing with John or I, but agreeing with you, Steve. Just so you can take a victory lap here. Some of what some folks are saying on Facebook. Nothing, says Tom. Take care of our homeland first. Cameron says nothing. The USA left enough depleted uranium in Iraq. The kids are dying left and right. By the way, uranium in Iraq? I thought there were we got to decide what side of Iraq we're on. Either they had weapons or not. Some argue that the chemical weapons from Iraq ended up in Syria. And lo and behold, now we have potentially the second chemical weapons attack in Syria. Maybe we got to open up that chapter since we're examining history. Jody sends any response but a response. It should have been already done. Syria could be us. The U.S., would we enjoy not having a response from somewhere in the world that could but won't help? At least some acknowledgement of our plight? Degradation purely. We are not the America our parents knew. I weep, says Jody.
Well, look at our track record, Scott. Yeah, we've been trying to pick winners and losers in the Middle East for how long? I think we're 0-4. You know, when have we picked a winner that's been on the right side of the people in the Middle East? We have not. You can go back to the Shah of Iran. That caused a huge problem, too. We cannot pick winners and losers, just like the federal government can't pick winners and losers when it comes to business, energy, anything else in this country.
I think, a lot of the folks that took care of the job in Iraq would beg to differ there a little bit on whether or not we picked the right horse there. But anyway, more coming up on this, folks. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. We're going to tackle some other topics here on the program. As we mentioned earlier, try and find out what's behind the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment with a couple of guests. One from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, as well as from the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned for that coming up here in just a moment. Also, a little later on in the program, we're going to catch up with Dwight Kiefert. He's a Republican member of the legislature from Valley City. He has concerns about law enforcement's handling of the situation. The individual that was arrested, guns were confiscated for defending himself against a pit bull attack in Valley City. And, of course, some other topics to welcome your discussion next hour as well on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And let me tell you a little bit about our friends of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Do you know that agriculture makes a direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year that's in the neighborhood of $6 billion? That's about a quarter of our state's economic base. That's an employment force of about 25% of the entire state, which means agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine. And North Dakota Farm Bureau is North Dakota's best advocate for agriculture. They understand how a strong agriculture sector keeps our state strong, and they're more than just agriculture, too. They're about everything that's important to North Dakotans: a strong, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. And Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but also helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by visiting their website, NDFB.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. And we welcome to the program a spokesperson for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Our friend Eric Osmonstedt is here. Eric, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm well, Scott. Good to hear you.
You as well. John Gottfried, Vice President of Government Affairs, North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, is here as well. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
We'll get your mic on there so I can hear you a little louder.
You hear me now?
I can, as the famous commercial says, right? Yeah. So Steve and I have been watching this effort, and I don't know if it's fair to call it stealth, but, there's a little story here or there about an effort to gather signatures, but who's behind it, what are they trying to accomplish, we really don't know, and it sounds like you guys have some of the same concerns. Eric, just tell us, what is the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment, and was this not addressed with the Outdoor Heritage Fund in the last legislative session?
Well, it was addressed in the last legislature, at least... in the minds of many of us, adequately for now, and with funds that can certainly be leveraged into a lot more in the future. But what this is it's a move by predominantly the same people that run the Outdoor Heritage Amendment last time. Don't remember what they called it, but It was the one that went down because they got bad signatures by a bunch of NDSU football players. This one takes 5% of the extraction taxes and sets it aside for conservation. Seems like an awful lot of money to me. But then I guess the people in North Dakota are going to have a chance to at least sign petitions and see if they even want it on the ballot. John Gottfried is with us today, and he's done a lot of good research on just how this shakes out and how much money it really is, and he could probably better address those things than I.
Well, I think just before we get into that, the one thing that is, I guess, kind of disappointing in all this is that we sat at the table together with these groups to find a common solution. We worked together for about 6 months working on an issue. We brought all the like parties and the stakeholders together. You know, when you get in a room with conservation interests and ag interests, you know, they generally don't agree. They generally don't sit down at the same table. And to have them come to table and work on this issue together, we thought was an important step. We walked into the legislature kind of hand in hand saying, you know, yeah, it's not perfect, but and not nobody got everything they wanted, but everybody got something, and we think that's a good way to make public policy. And at the last minute, they backed out and tried to pass their conservation measure in the legislature.
What does that say as far as dealing in good faith? When you look at something that might come up on the ballot, and me as a voter looking at this and going, wait a minute, I thought this was already addressed. Is it more of a good faith issue, and what are they really trying to do? Is there an agenda here?
Well, I think you look at any group in our state, you know, there's going to be needs there. I mean, I think I can come up with $200 million of needs that I think I need to address in either personally or in the state or however you want to do it. This group doesn't seem to see the forest from the trees, I guess you'd say. They're still focused on that, well, we've got needs out there. Well, everybody's got needs out there. I mean, you got infrastructure, you got education, you got tax relief, the list goes on and on and on. And it's a matter of balancing those needs throughout our state so everybody benefits. This doesn't do that. This simply takes a huge chunk of money, you know, under the legislative forecast, which is historically extremely low. You know, we're going to probably reach 850 barrels either next month or the month after, and that's what they're basing their forecast on for the end of the biennium. You know, that legislative forecast says this is going to be $150 million a biennium. You know, I would liken it probably, it's going to be probably closer to $200 million a biennium at least. So you're looking at $100 million a year swept off the table that can be used for other things and other needs. And, you know, just to put it in perspective, this would create the ninth largest state agency if you rank it against general fund dollars. You know, you'd be ranking it just below the North Dakota University system. So, I mean, just think about where that puts into context of what we're going to prioritize our money and our great deal of resources into. And we're going to all of a sudden take this pot of money that's not going to be necessarily governed by it's not going to go through the traditional legislative process like all the other, like most of the other monies anyway. And it's going to be set aside to, you know, acquire land. You know, essentially that's really what it comes down to. This group, what I think caused them to walk away from the table when we were going through the legislative, process is they were the only group in the room that wanted them to acquire land. Every other group said, you know, we just don't think that's a good idea. We've got laws on the books against this. You know, it's a dangerous road to go down. You look what's happening in Minneapolis, or in Minnesota. You know, northern Minnesota has been, I can't remember the thousands of acres that have been purchased up there by some of these conservation groups, but those acres are essentially taken out of production. They're taken off the books and they're set aside, which some believe that's a great way to do it. You know, I think we're an agriculture state. We need to remember that and we need to focus on that and to simply take thousands and thousands of acres out of production. You know, that's not good for our state. That's not good for our people. And I guess one other point, you know, I'm kind of rambling here, but one other point is initially the initial measure they brought into had a piece about beginning farmers. And, you know, I'm not going to consider myself an ag expert. Eric can take these, you know, handle that. But I found it interesting as somebody who's kind of on the outside looking in the ag sector, you know, the original measure had a thing about beginning farmers. And I think that was simply just a hook to try to get the ag community to come in board. This one doesn't have that. But if you look at it, I mean, I'm a simple numbers guy. All of a sudden, now you're going to have, you know, $2 billion over the next decade get pushed into the ag community for purchasing land. What's that going to do to land prices? You know, what's that going to do to the young farmer who's trying to get, you know, his first quarter of land or a couple quarters of land to start his farm? You know, now you're going to be competing against state tax dollars for that land, and we think that's a bad idea.
Well, our guests today on the program are John Gottfried from the North Dakota Chamber and Eric Osmestad, the spokesperson for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're talking about efforts to gather some 40,000 signatures, what it would take to get this on the November ballot for a Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. If you have a question or comment for the guests, they're welcome at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Obviously, if this does get on the ballot, Eric, folks are going to go on. They're going to say, okay, well, the legislative session did this. We have this, and now do we need more? Tell folks what the Outdoor Heritage Fund is already doing, because I assume you'd make the argument that, hey, we've checked that box. We're doing this, right?
Well, we are doing it, and as John said, we sat at the table for many months. As stakeholders in this effort to put together not perfect legislation, but nothing is, but something that we could all agree on. It can raise up to $30 million a biennium to put to conservation efforts. Yeah, clean water, wildlife, and parks. Those dollars can be leveraged against other dollars to, you know, make it whatever amount you really want to make it. We think these have been addressed, but here's one of the really troubling things. We did this, like John said, it's not very often you get the conservation interests and the agriculture interests sitting at the same table coming to any kind of agreement at all. We did that. Let's give it a chance to work or not. We need more than 3 months. This was in the works the day that we put it to the legislature. We've heard rumors, and these folks never had any intention of letting the Outdoor Heritage Fund pass by the legislature. They never had any intention of ever giving it a chance to work.
And I think it's important to point out, too, that the stakeholders that were at the table, the business, the ag, the energy, even Parks and Rec, all these interested, we stayed at the table when the conservation groups walked away. We took our lumps in the legislature because it was very apparent that this measure was coming. And the legislature knew that. So their some of their responses of some certain legislators were, well, if, you know, why would we do this for them now if they've kind of almost turned their back on us and, you know, have ignored the process? And we said, no, it's an important cause. It's an important piece of legislation. It's important for us to do this. You know, so we'll carry the water for them. We'll continue to move forward with it and get it passed. And we were able to do that. It was a tough fight. I mean, I think it came down to one vote in the House. But, you know, it's important to point those things out that this group walked away from the table of this fund because they didn't think it met the needs that they had. And our whole mantra during this whole thing was, let's walk before we run. You know, $30 million is a lot of money. Let's figure out if this works. And then if we need to come back the next session and say, and we're all the same groups would come back the next session saying, hey, it works. We can give it some more money. Let's put some more money into it. We're leveraging, and we're taking $30 million. We're getting 70 out of it, 70 in impacts out of it. You know, let's make this work. This is a good program. It's working together. But, you know, now we want to see if this works. Let's walk before we run. I think that's kind of our main mantra.
Well, and I also think it's very interesting.
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I just think it's very interesting that the one group at the table that actually has the word conservation in their name stayed at the table, and they support what was done, and that's the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts. Those are the people that actually work every day trying to conserve the resource. The rest of these people, they've got their own agenda, and they walked away in their own self-interest. And it's about raising as much money as they can to buy as much land as they can. And like John said, take it out of production. This isn't about conservation to them. It's about preservation.
That was my question. Yeah, that's my question for you. With the impact on agriculture, I mean, they're taking tax dollars to buy up land, take it out of production. What would that mean for North Dakota agriculture? We'll address that when we come back. Our guests from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, John Gottfried and Eric Hosvestad with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When we continue on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinnon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, You don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question. Dawn, tell us, why don't farmers plow their fields black anymore?
It's called conservation tillage and is a way of farming that reduces soil loss on cropland while using less energy. Since 1982, conservation tillage has grown from 17% to 63% of crop acreage. In that same amount of time, total land use for crops actually declined by about 15%. And not to throw a bunch of statistics at you, but this is pretty impressive. By being careful stewards, farmers have decreased the amount of erosion on cropland by wind and water by 50% since 1982. We like to call farmers the first environmentalists because they love the land they farm, and it shows.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Chat today with Eric Osmestead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, as well as John Gottfried from the Greater North Dakota Chamber. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, talking about what may be a choice for North Dakotans on the November 2014 ballot on a Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment.
Around the region, temperature-wise, 67 in Bismarck-Mandan this hour, Williston 72, 72 in Dickinson-Minot 73, in Jamestown 72, Devil's Lake 75, Grand Forks 67, Fargo 73, Miles City 76, in Mobridge 81, Lemon 68, and Aberdeen at 73 this hour. We are powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. Is it about conservation? I always refer back to the landowner, the producer. I've got 30 years of relationships with farmers. I'm yet to find one that is not about taking care of the land and is not the best conservationist I've ever met. Is it about conservation? Is this about conservation?
Absolutely not. This is about a lot of things, but none of it's about conservation. You know, I'd encourage people to go on the North Dakota State Secretary of State's website and just look at who funded this the last time around, funded the effort. Sure, you're going to see a lot of people with North Dakota addresses, but you're not going to see anybody from North Dakota that was big-time donors. The largest donor, what was it, John, $2,000?
I think $2,000 or $2,500.
Yeah, something like that.
From the Wildlife Society, North Dakota Chapter of Wildlife.
Okay. There were people that wrote checks, personal checks, for $100,000 each to fund this thing last time. They'll do it again. None of these people are from North Dakota. They're from places like Florida, Delaware, Virginia, Michigan. What this is being driven by Ducks Unlimited. It's being driven by the Natural Resources Trust here in North Dakota. And it's a bunch of people that want their own private hunting preserve called North Dakota. And if the people of North Dakota really are ready to trade their outdoor recreational opportunities to a bunch of well-funded, deep-pocketed hunting elitists. I hate to use that word, but that's what these people are. Support this. If you want to support the state of North Dakota, do you want to support the farmers and the ranchers that are out there, the business people that are out there making your towns go round and round? Don't. This isn't about conservation. This isn't about North Dakota.
How would it affect agriculture, Eric?
Well, you know, you get out, you take $100 and some million of biennium, and you throw it into the market to try to take land out of production, whether it's farming or any other business that's in the natural resource providing industries. It's going to drive the price of that property up, and it's going to make it especially hard for young farmers and ranchers to get started in the business. You're competing against tax dollars, and we can look all over and see that that doesn't work. In the last half hour, you guys were talking about picking winners and losers. That's what this is. This is a group of individuals, privately funded, that are trying to get their fingers into the state tax dollars so that they can pick winners and losers.
And I might add, so far they're being a little stealth, John. We've invited them on a few times, and they seem to be laying low. What do you anticipate the strategy is going to be here?
Well, I just think right now that they're in the process of organizing themselves. I think they've got a, you know, we've heard that they've been collecting information at the state fair and various other organizations, just kind of, hey, sign up for our list. You know, are you interested in helping? Or if you go to their website, you know, you can sign up to help distribute and get signatures and collect signatures and things like that. And, you know, they've assured the public that this time it's all going to be all volunteer based, you know, which is, you know, okay, fine. I guess one of our big things is to encourage people to, and it's getting more important as we go forward, to actually know what you're signing on these signature petitions. I think it's been, you know, for many years, I referenced my mom, who was, you know, we had a talk about, I think, the animal cruelty petition that was out last year, last election, and talked about it right before we went to this farmer's market in Grand Forks. And I said, you know, this is a bad idea. Somebody came up and said, don't you want to help protect puppies? And she signed it. As I turned my back, I'm like, what are you, what are you doing here? You know, so I think it's very important that we take a look and we read what we're going to sign. That's what we want to get the word out that, you know, they're going to come up and say, isn't 5%, isn't that just a little bit to protect your heritage? Isn't this a good idea? But there's more to the story, and you need to dig into that.
And we've had a lot of those initiative measures. They sound warm and fuzzy, but look into them, dig into them, be an educated voter, and that's the key. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Eric Osmussen, North Dakota Farm Bureau, John Godfrey, Vice President of Government Affairs and North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. Your phone call's coming up.
Want to know what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.